This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarn doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Associate Professor at the University of Melbourne, Lauren Rosewarn, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are in the process of throwing out all of the cords that don't give us joy in the studio right now.
Old chargers.
There's a bunch of Samsung chargers. I've got an iPhone, so I'm just throwing them in the bin.
Excellent. It'll be the one day that someone comes in and says, do you have a charger for a 1994 Samsung? And you'll have to say, no, I just threw it out.
But there is something cathartic, isn't there, in cleansing out your house and getting rid of stuff that you no longer need?
Yes, I would say that for most people, there is absolutely a good reason to do a periodic to not only tidy up, but clean up, because it makes life easier in terms of finding stuff. That said, there are some people, and I am absolutely this person, who lives in a state of chaos all the time, and that even when I do the periodic cleanups, I can't actually live that way. I feel strange if I don't have crap all around me. So I will always default to chaos.
There is a reason that we're talking about this, because famously
there is.
Marie Kondo said, get rid of all your stuff. Pick it up. If it doesn't spark joy, throw it in the bin.
She made millions from it.
Very, very famously. But there has
and
been
And her website is still up and she's still running seminars on this stuff. So it's still her business. She's still a tidiness consultant is how she brands herself.
But something has changed.
Yes. Children. She has three of them. And her third one, when it was born in 2021, had her realize I cannot maintain what she described as herself as an obsessive approach to cleaning.
It's very interesting, right? Because you've just mentioned that the brand is still online and it's still available and you can still get her to consult all of your stuff. But it seems like, because even when we heard about this in the beginning, like, oh, there's this new thing. It's like condoing your house. No, that sounds wrong. But, you know.
Con-marrying your house is actually what she calls it.
Con-marrying your
Con-mari.
House. Yeah. Right? And I remember at the time thinking, that's a bit extreme. Like, I wouldn't consider myself a hoarder, but I would say that I do have, you know, extra stuff than I need, quote unquote. But it does feel very interesting that now put in a situation when, you know, it's hard to be clean. She's kind of backflipped on her idea of like the very intense version of condo marrying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think part of it is because, and I think this is a lesson actually I learnt during, you know, the height of COVID. I can only control my own actions, right? And I think this is applied here is if you've got three children messing, putting their crap everywhere and undoing all of your, maniacal cleaning, then you're out of control and you can't maintain, unless you want to be super stressed all the time, you can't maintain that level of tidiness that you built your brand on. And that, in fact, perhaps your energies are best served somewhere else, which is part of this story as well. She says that she feels that she'd just rather spend time with her children than maniacally clean.
You know, it's really interesting because I like things to be tidy and I like to throw things out purely because I find it easier to find things, and I'm the sort of person I like to know where things are so that I can access them quickly and what have you. But I was having a really good conversation with someone this week about, you know, the whole process of, I suppose, being a little bit obsessed with tidying up and throwing out, you know, as a form of control to not be so stressed, but you never really achieve that goal.
Yeah, and I think there's also, look, she sparked a whole trend of TikTok videos and social media content creators where there are literally just videos, hundreds and hundreds of videos of watching people fill up containers with cereal.
I was just about to say this.
Because this is part of her whole thing is also don't have the clutter of labels around your house. Decant the dishwashing detergent into a plain bottle so that it looks more neutral on your counter or on your bench, right? So it's that kind of, of course you do, Warren. You've already painted yourself as having some curious tendencies in this control space.
I am in love with this, Lauren.
But for normal people who don't have the time to be doing all this decanting, instead, like I say decanting like it's a, like a fetish, decanting, we just watch the videos of other people decanting as an aspirational, but we don't actually do it ourselves. And I think that's actually a lot of what the undercurrent to this is it is aspirational, and I would like to be a tidy person. I am not. I cannot put the work into keeping it that way. But like you, I like to be able to find things, as opposed to now I let fate decide whether I have that book or have that piece of jewelry because I can't find it quick enough.
But is there something, I mean, I can sort of admire her because, I mean, she's put a, I suppose, a touch of realism and reality, hasn't she, on her method as such. Like, yes, it's okay to be, and if you, to be tidy. And if you want to be tidy, this is the process by which you do it. And I'm happy to tell you the process and charge you. I assume she charges money for it and makes money from it. But in reality, when you get kids, it may not be, you know, that easy to achieve, and it's okay to let go and be a bit loose with it.
Yeah, and I think there is actually also a good thing that comes out of it that you are able to change in the sense that something that worked for you pre-children can't work for you post-children, and that you, there are different things that you have to adapt. And I think, you know, there's lots of things in life, diet and exercise and all that is a good example of this that has to alter depending on your circumstances. It also, the cynic in me wonders whether she's going to pivot with her brand and now also have a whole range of new things in terms of strategies to, you know, keep a minimalist home, even though you've got three filthy, dirty children who are messing everything up. Can we work around that as well? Ways to try and do this stuff, keep a sort of ordered home with all of these impediments. And I should say, she did also sort of, that was part of her story. It got a little misinterpreted. You know, lots of people, for example, felt that she said you could only ever have 10 books. And she never said that. She just said that you shouldn't keep stuff just for the sake of keeping stuff, which we all do as humans under capitalism. We all have more stuff than we need.
We're chatting to Associate Professor Lauren Rose Warne from the University of Melbourne about Marie Kondo's little backflip, we would say.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, yeah. We were just talking earlier about this trend on TikTok and on, I see them on Instagram as well, where they're these reels of people being like, this is my spice drawer, and it's like immaculately made, or, you know, this is my cereal.
And all the labels for everything.
Yes, exactly. And the label maker. And I wonder, it's very, there's two points, I guess. The first is, why do we care? And why is it so important for us to, you know, present the interior of our cupboards? Like, it feels so like, this is my soul. These are my drawers and my cupboards, right? But my second point would be, isn't this just the height of social media? Like, when you watch that, Lauren, and you're like, well, I don't have that. And, you know, I can speak from personal experience. Yeah, but I don't want to do that. Mm. But it makes you feel like, oh, I'm you know, not as good as these people because I can't organize my spice drawer the same.
I think the first part of that is that obviously content creators have to create content. And I know that makes it may seem like an obvious point, but there's lots of people who jump on trends purely to fill the minutes that are needed. And that's why you see trends in certain things. Like, there's thousands of those videos of people pouring cereal from one container to another, one box to another. This is my orange drawer in the fridge. This is my 97 types of ice I've got in the freezer, right? There's loads of these videos. And I actually don't necessarily buy into the idea that people look at that and feel bad about their own lives, because I think there's just so many of those videos now. Either we're in the fetal position feeling bad about all of them, or we look at them for what they are, which is entertainment. And I do think that there are people, and the fact that you and I, you know, we watch them, we're part of this audience justifying their creation. I don't think it's influenced my life. Maybe some people will get ideas of, oh, that's a nice container, or maybe we'll go on a trip to IKEA, but it's high level aspiration as a opposed to, I think for most people, you might cherry pick a couple of ideas, but that's not sustainable for people who have lives. And our lives are most of us. Our lives are more than just content creating, where you have the ability, because that's actually what you're doing as almost your job, is restocking your pantry as a lifestyle.
What a lifestyle.
And also, And also as an aesthetic as well. And I think that's something we've got to keep in mind as well with influencers. They're selling a lifestyle. So you're not going to be buying products endorsed by someone who lives like I do in chaos. Instead, you're buying them from someone who looks, oh, she's got her shit together. She really knows how to run a pantry in ways that I couldn't sell that to you.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
My pantry is a, you know, doesn't have labels on stuff, for example.
I don't have labels either. But what I am going to do.
Sure, you don't, Warren. Liar.
I'm going to have you both around for dinner, and we're going to decanter the dishwashing detergent into the clear bottle.
Oh, this sounds busy. Like a real evening.
I'm infinitely busy.
Lauren, I thought you were going to say, could one of us bring a label maker so that we could label everything together?
Oh, you see, you do have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren, good to chat with you.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.
That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.